Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Worship is an essential part of our relationship with God, and it goes beyond just singing or attending church services. It's about our attitude towards God, and our desire to honor Him in every aspect of our lives. In today's message, we will be looking at the importance of worship and how we can respond to God's call to worship. Take a few moments to center your heart and mind on Him today, and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you through this message. The topic is call to worship, and our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 100.
Psalm chapter 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations.
Have you ever stopped to think about what it means to worship God? How do we even begin to approach the Almighty and Holy God? Worship is a way of expressing our adoration, reverence, and gratitude towards God. It is an act of acknowledging God's worthiness and majesty, and responding to His invitation to come into His presence. Every morning we are called to worship God. This call comes from within us as we recognize God's goodness and faithfulness in our lives. It also comes from the world around us as we see the beauty of creation and the majesty of His handiwork. And it comes from the Word of God as we read about His character and His plans for us. As we begin each day, we have a choice to make. We can either wake up with an attitude of dread or one of hope. We can either choose to focus on our problems or turn our attention towards our blessings. We can either center our minds on ourselves or direct our thoughts towards the One who created us. It all comes down to what we decide to call forth in our hearts. Will we respond to the call to worship, or will we let it pass us by? In the Bible, the book of Psalms is filled with calls to worship. These poetic verses invite us to lift up our voices and hearts in adoration of God. They encourage us to come before Him with gratitude and thanksgiving, to meditate on His Word, and to seek His presence. They remind us that our lives are not about us, but about the One who made us. One such psalm is Psalm chapter 100, where our Bible text is taken from, which says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." As a believer, when was the last time you took time to worship God? Do you worship Him or you just pray and ask for what you need from Him? The scripture we just read reminded us of our place in the universe. We are not here by accident, but by design. We are not alone, but are part of a greater community of believers. And we are not without purpose, but have been created to serve the God who made us. Let us worship God with all our heart and live a lifestyle of worship. In the Bible, we see many other examples of people who worship God. Moses fell to his knees in worship after seeing the burning bush and hearing God's voice. Mary, the mother of Jesus, sang a song of praise when she found out she was going to give birth to the Messiah. And the disciples worshiped Jesus when they saw Him after He rose from the dead. The call to worship is an invitation to join in this community of believers, to gather together with other followers of Christ, and to lift our voices in praise. It is a reminder that we are not alone in our struggles, but that we have a God who is with us every step of the way. and it is an opportunity to refocus our hearts and minds on what truly matters. When we worship God, we are acknowledging His sovereignty over our lives. We are declaring that He is the one who holds our future, and that we trust Him to guide us through the challenges we face. We are recognizing that we are not in control, but that He is. And we are surrendering our will to His, knowing that He has a plan for us that is far greater than anything we could ever imagine. But worship is not just about acknowledging God's power and majesty. It is also about expressing our love for Him. It is about pouring out our hearts in gratitude for all that He has done for us. It is about thanking Him for His grace, His mercy, and His unfailing love. And it is about recognizing that everything we have comes from Him. In Romans chapter 11 verse 36, the Apostle Paul writes, "For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." This verse reminds us that everything we have, everything we are, and everything we will ever be comes from God. He is the source of our strength, our joy, and our hope. And when we acknowledge Him as such, we give Him the glory that He deserves. But worship is not just about what we do on Sunday mornings. It is about how we live our lives every day. It is about making God the center of our thoughts, our actions, and our relationships. It is about seeking His will in all that we do, and obeying Him even when it's difficult. It is about living a life that reflects His love and grace to the world around us. When we worship God, we also experience His presence in a deeper way. As we lift up our hearts and minds to Him, we open ourselves up to His Spirit, who fills us with His peace and joy. We are reminded that we are not alone, but that we are part of a greater family of believers, who share in our struggles and our victories. And we are encouraged to keep moving forward, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. But worship is not always easy. There are times when our hearts are heavy, and our minds are distracted. There are times when we don't feel like singing or praying or reading our Bible. And there are times when we struggle to believe that God is with us at all. In these moments, it's important to remember that worship is not just about how we feel, but about what we know to be true. We know that God is faithful, even when we are faithless. We know that His love for us is unfailing, even when we feel unlovable. And we know that He is with us always, even when we can't sense His presence. So, we press on in worship, even when it's hard. We sing, even when our voices are shaky. We pray, even when we don't know what to say. And we read our Bibles, even when we don't feel like it. Because we know that God is worth it. He is worth our time, our energy, and our devotion. And He is worthy of all our praise. Believers in Christ Jesus, let us remember the call to worship. Let us choose to focus on God's goodness, rather than our problems. Let us center our minds on Him, rather than ourselves. And let us respond to His invitation to come into His presence with gratitude and joy. For in doing so, we will find peace, hope, and purpose for our lives. And we will experience the fullness of His love in a way that is beyond measure. As we go today, I want to encourage you to take a few moments to reflect on your worship life. Consider the following questions. How often do you spend time in worship, whether it's through singing, praying, or reading your Bible? Do you feel like you are truly connecting with God when you worship, or is it just a routine activity? And, are you intentional about worshiping God throughout your day, or do you only think about Him during designated times? As you reflect on these questions, take a moment to pray and ask God to reveal any areas of your worship life that need improvement. Ask Him to help you prioritize worship in your daily routine, and to give you the motivation and focus to press on even when it's difficult. And ask Him to fill you with His Spirit, so that you can experience the fullness of His love and joy as you worship Him. Remember, worship is not just a Sunday morning activity, it's a lifestyle. So, commit yourself to living a life of worship, not just today, but every day. For in doing so, you will experience the fullness of God's love and grace, and you will be a blessing to those around you. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for the call to worship. We thank You for inviting us into Your presence, and for reminding us of Your love and faithfulness. We ask that You would help us to center our minds on You today, and to respond to Your invitation with gratitude and joy. We pray that Your Spirit would fill us with Your peace and joy, and that You would guide us through the challenges we face. And we ask that You would help us to live lives that reflect Your love and grace to the world around us. Bless us today and let Your glory shine forth in our lives as we worship in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 32 and chapter 33. And for the evening, Mark chapter 10 verse 1 to 31. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.